Back in 1998, the FBI arrested five Cubans in Florida, charging them with spying on behalf of the Castro government in Cuba, infiltrating Cuban-American organizations in southern Florida, and then providing information on what they found out to the Cuban government. They were put on trial in Miami in 2001, were convicted of 26 counts of spying. They are now all serving sentences up to 75 years. Just earlier this week, they petitioned to the Supreme Court asking for a retrial based on the fact that their trial in Miami was tainted by all the publicity and, of course, the right-wing Cuban community that is very prominent there. The Supreme Court decided earlier this week to deny their appeal and to deny their right of a change of venue. Joining me to talk about this decision by the court is Gloria Lariva. Gloria's coordinator of the National Committee to Free the Cuban Five. Gloria, good morning.
Good morning, Philip. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. So the Supreme Court decided that they're not going to help these folks out at all.
Yes, and it was really an ignominious day. It's not a surprise, given the political nature of the Supreme Court, especially in recent years, but for such a fundamental case that dealt with the right of a defendant, a constitutional right, to a trial free of prejudice, and I think there's no more egregious case that I can think of than one in which five men who, as you say, were monitoring the terrorist organizations in Miami in order to protect Cuba, to be tried in this one city where the terrorists run free and have full reign, which the defendant's attorney showed very well in the trial, to have them tried there despite numerous efforts to have the venue change and the judge refused and refused, and have the Supreme Court refuse to hear it is really, really a very big blow. But the struggle is going to continue. There's been condemnation around the world from many groups that were supporting the five and a commitment to continue.
Well, the five in their defense pointed out that they were not engaged in any terrorist activity. They were, in fact, monitoring groups, Miami-based groups of Cuban Americans who were potentially terrorists themselves for the purpose of preventing any kind of terrorist attacks on Cuba. And there have been such attacks in the past, including the blowing up of a Cubana airliner. I guess the jury wasn't swayed.
Yes, but there was no linkage at all or no accusation of terrorism on the five. And neither was there spying, espionage in legal terms. It was simply conspiracy to commit espionage. And even that was false. The prosecution had simply said at some point in the future they will engage. They would engage in espionage, which was never the objective of the five. It was, as you said, they had infiltrated terrorist organizations and reported to Cuba, including they reported to the FBI when there were attacks about to take place.
Raul Castro, now the leader of the Cuban government, has publicly offered to exchange prisoners held in Cuba for the Cuban Five held in Florida, and Washington has ignored that?
Yes, and there is one conviction that is hanging over Gerardo Hernandez, one of the five who has a double life sentence. He's in Victorville Prison in Southern California, and it's an outrageous charge that came a full 7 months after they were arrested. It took 7 months for the government to cook up this charge against him, a murder conspiracy. It was related to the shootdown by Cuba of two Cessna planes in 1996, 2 years before the five's arrest, when the planes of the Brothers to the Rescue, a terrorist organization which had plans to carry out, you know, air terrorism against Cuba, had been repeatedly invading Cuban airspace. And simply because in the days before the shootdown of the planes, when Cuba and even the State Department had warned Brothers to the Rescue not to fly again into Cuba, Gerardo Hernandez received a message saying, tell the pilots, you know, the ones who had infiltrated in the group, not to fly in a certain number of days in case there's a provocation from this group. And because of that, he has been convicted of murder conspiracy. So that was a political charge against him in order to taint Cuba and say Cuba murdered Americans. They were Cuban-American pilots on those planes. And because of that, I think that's really the fundamental reason why the Supreme Court refused to hear it, why the appeals court full panel 2 years ago also refused to grant a new trial. It's a very political case. In fact, Gerardo today or yesterday issued a statement saying, "I have no faith in the U.S. judicial system." He said, "There's no longer any doubts that from the beginning it's been a political case."
Gloria, we're going to have to leave it there. Gloria Larivas, coordinator of the National Committee to Free the Cuban Five. For more information, you can go to their website, freethefive.org, five being the word, F-I-V-E. Gloria, keep up the good work. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Philip.